All right.
All right.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
This is Carly.
And Johnny.
And this is our Ghost Wolves podcast we're starting up.
Yeah.
Our first episode.
It's the first episode of the Ghost Wolves podcast. And, you know, we have so much going on lately and always that we thought, you know, maybe the best way to get our, you know, let everybody know what's going on is just to do a podcast, and so we can just talk to our phone while we drive down the highway, which is what we're doing right now. We're driving down the highway in France, and that way we can just tell our stories.
Yeah, we gather stories on the road, and sometimes they slip by without us telling them, so we thought we could just tell them this way.
Yeah, so
while they're fresh.
Yeah, it's easier. We don't have to type it up or anything.
Yeah.
Because we can't, because we're driving down the highway.
Yes.
Mostly every day. So,
especially today.
Yeah, so we're going to try to do this weekly. We'll pick a day. Might be Fridays, might be Mondays, but we'll let you know. And, yeah, we're just going to wrap about what we got going on. So right now, we're in just about 200 miles from Paris, and we are going to stop by our booking agent's house and hang out with him for a little while, and then go get a hotel for the night, because tomorrow we're going to be in Germany.
Yes, this morning we left Spain and the Basque Country, where we played last night. This is one of the longest tours, or trips of the tour, as far as distance needing to be traveled in a day.
We're driving like 1,000 miles today and tomorrow. It's crazy. But we're good. We got a cool little minivan. It's diesel. It's got good gas mileage, and the highways are really nice here, so we're happy. You got two big bags of snacks and a tea kettle that plugs into the cigarette lighter, so we can make tea and instant coffee. We don't even have to stop. We're totally self-contained.
We also downloaded Lonesome Dove, the audiobook, which is over 36 hours long.
Yeah, Larry McMurtry's Pulitzer Prize winning,
yeah,
36-hour long book.
We're on chapter 8,
It's great. I'm really enjoying it. It's cool because it's bringing me back home. It's like kind of making me a little homesick, actually, but in a good way, you know.
Yeah, it's really entertaining.
It makes me really, you know, miss Texas a lot.
We do miss Texas. I really miss the dogs.
I wish we could bring our dogs over here. That'd be so cool.
I know. Well, yesterday we were at a beach, and just there were some dogs running around, and we were just like, oh, the dogs would have so much fun here. We really wanted them with us yesterday.
Well, we weren't just at a beach yesterday. We were at a nude beach.
Dogs are always nude. So.
Well, yeah, dogs are always nude, but the people were nude.
We're not always nude.
Yeah, I'm never nude, except for in the shower.
And at the beach yesterday.
Well, see, that's a good story. We can tell that story.
Okay.
So we played in the Basque Country in Spain, and this really great club that's been around since the 80s. And the people are really nice running it. And they put us up in a beachside B&B, which was a total surprise to us, because we usually just sleep kind of wherever when the promoters are buying hotels. It's, you know, it's just whatever they can get. And so this was really nice. It was kind of an upgrade. It had like a beach view, and there was a little public beach right there, and it was probably about 10-room bed and breakfast. And so the next morning when we were checking out, we were like, well, we'll go down to that beach and, you know, just have a hang and have a couple hours off in the sun. And we're leaving, and the hotel owner,
who led us to the hotel on his little scooter the day before.
He did. That was
cool.
And
we met him.
Yeah, when we got like, there, to get to this hotel, we went to this bar, and then this guy, like, got no shirt, and he's all tan, he's in his 70s. He's like, okay, follow me, and he gets on his little scooter, and so we followed him back to the beach. So that was really funny, too, actually. So we were getting ready to leave the hotel, and he's like, well, actually, you should really go check out this other beach, and it's just a hike up over these cliffs, and see, the hotel's, like, on the side of a hill. He's like, well, just go up the hill and follow the path and get up on the cliff and then go a couple of, like, about 20 minutes, and you'll see the second house, take another path. It's really narrow.
And this was all in broken English, Spanglish, so we were about 20 minutes on the hike.
There's a lot of,
didn't know exactly.
We didn't know where we were going, but we thought, hey, you know, he showed us a picture. He had this big printed out picture. So you must send a lot of people to this beach. And it's, you know, you kind of have to go up his private private property to get back there, so I think it's kind of his thing, you know.
It was a gorgeous hike. It was a beautiful day.
We were on the Bay of Biscay.
On a cliff.
On a cliff, just overlooking. There's like hawks flying and
gorgeous.
All kinds of just.
Everything was in bloom, and all the bees were buzzing around.
Yeah,
saw some lizards.
It was gorgeous.
We didn't see anybody on our hike.
No, so we figured, okay, we're gonna get to this beach. It's gonna be us. We're gonna have an awesome, like, private beach for a couple hours. But we were looking down and kind of wondering, God, how are we going to get down there? Because we were probably like a solid, I would say 500, maybe more, maybe 1,000 feet up in the air. Which, you know, looking down on a beach, you're kind of wondering, well, that's going to be a good rock climb down too. So anyway, so we get there.
Well, finally the trail starts going kind of downhill, and then we find ourselves at, you know, this one area where there's actually some stairs, so we start going down the stairs, but they're really, really old stone stairs, and it just drops straight off on one side, so.
So I was freaking out.
Johnny was crawling down.
I'm not good with heights. I don't do heights.
Oh, so he was crawling down. And
I was crawling down like a spider, like all fours. Because I was afraid that if I stood up straight that I might, like, trip and fall. So I thought the safest thing to do is just crawl like a baby, which is hilarious.
I got a picture of it.
Carly got a good picture. Check our Facebook. There'll be a picture of it. So, yeah, we were getting down the stairs, and I'm wondering how the hell we're going to get down to this beach. Because we were still, like, probably 200 feet above the beach and going a little slow.
But what was cool about the shore there was the way the rocks were formed. You could kind of step down and, like, climb on the rocks. There were a lot of good footholds and, you know, places to hold on. And then there were, like, shells that had crusted on, so it made it real grippy, so it wasn't slippery at all. So.
Yeah, it was like baby rock climbing.
Yeah, yeah. It was really fun. But
for everybody else and me.
So we made it down there, and it was just beautiful. There were a few people there, and that's when we noticed that, oh, it's a nude beach.
Yeah.
So we were not expecting
that. They were really little from the top of the cliff. We're like, oh, look at those. You know, they look like ants. We were so high up. So you couldn't tell. And as we were getting close, like, holy shit, I think those people are naked. They're like 3 or 4 people, and they were real tan, and they were older, you know, and there was like two.
They were like in their 70s.
So, I don't know. I guess it was a little weird, but then I realized, well, this is cool. Like, this is the super secluded. You know, wonder they're naked. Like,
it's just what people do.
Yeah.
What people do in Spain, and so we were like, well, when in Spain, do what
Spaniards
do.
So we just got naked, and they weren't very, like, we were really far away from each other. It wasn't like,
well,
very close.
Well, we were.
At first. So we're swimming in the ocean. It's really nice.
Oh, it's beautiful. It was cold. It was cold.
It was cold, yeah.
It was brisk, and once you got in, you were totally invigorated by it, and it was just beautiful.
Yeah.
And there was a beach. You could see that because the tide was out, there was water coming in on both sides.
There's another beach.
Yeah.
About, like, I don't know, a half a mile away or less.
But it was jutting out into the ocean. It was
looked
it was
like paradise.
Unique.
It was a beach with water on both sides. It was like a sandbar, but it was pretty big. Like, you could really get up there.
And we saw somebody who had snorkeled over there. So, I really wanted to go over there really bad. But Johnny thought it was a little bit too far to swim.
I don't want to leave all our stuff on the one beach with the naked people, because I thought, you know, maybe they'll steal my car keys or whatever. And who knows? People are crazy. So, yeah, and also just swimming that far,
you never know.
You never know. You don't want to get out and get sucked out to sea or something weird. I don't want to die on tour. Like, that's definitely not my plan. So
what we did is we decided to go back, get our stuff, and then climb the rocks all the way over to that beach, which we thought was going to be a lot easier than it ended up being. And we got, well, first we started going, and that's when we noticed that this naked man was following us.
Yeah, this other guy who had showed up at the beach who wasn't all tan and was, like, probably a little older than us. He, you know, him and his girlfriend showed up, and I was like, he got a little, like, close to us at first, which was weird, but I was, we're in the ocean, like, whatever. And so we thought, well, we'll go to our own beach, look at that cool beach over there, let's climb up the rocks over there. So we started climbing.
We put our clothes on. We started going.
And we were getting about halfway. I'm like, damn, this is hard. Like, these rocks are pretty sharp, and this isn't that easy. But we're going to our own beach. It'll be cool. I turned around, and the dude was like 5 feet away from me, behind me.
He was waiting for you to make the next move.
He was following us. He saw us start to go over there, and he thought, oh, those people know how to get to the other beach. I'm going to follow them. So now it's not just us. It's us and this weird naked dude. And he was like
He's climbing on the rocks. Like, all naked.
It was so weird. So we stopped. I said, Carly, let's take a break. Let's take a break. Because I didn't want to. I felt like, why is this guy following me? Like, my spidey senses are starting to go off. Like, this is a little weird. Like, what's he going to do? He's going to mug us?
He's not going to do anything. He's naked.
He's going to mug us?
No.
I don't know.
He's just on the beach.
Yeah, I know, but this was weird because this is really secluded area. Like, there's no roads.
He just wanted to get over where we were trying to go.
No phone service.
Anyways, we decided, screw this. We let him go. He went ahead and went.
He went.
We turned around, and then we could see him way over there on the other beach by himself.
So he made it, and we didn't. But we didn't want to go there with him.
Yeah, we would have gotten way.
That's weird. Why do you want to go to a secluded beach with some naked guy? Some weird naked guy you don't even know. Like, let him have the beach. But I thought that was very rude of him. I was mad at him. I was like, dude, you saw us. You saw us going off on our own. And you followed us. You could have waited.
He could have went and hung out with his girlfriend.
Yeah, he left his girlfriend on the other beach to follow us. It was just inappropriate. So we bailed on the whole nude beach thing.
Anyways, we were running out of time.
But it was pretty cool. It was definitely interesting. It was like just natural, I guess. Like it was less strange of a feeling than I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be this sort of like, you know, when I thought about nude beaches before, I always thought about being kind of freaked out by it. You know, what about you? Have you ever thought about going to a nude beach? Have you ever been to a nude beach?
I've been to a nude beach before, and in Spain.
In Spain.
Yeah, before, a long time ago in Spain again, and it was just kind of, I don't know, I mean, it wasn't awkward, but it was just the first time that I actually just saw naked people walking around.
Yeah. It would be more awkward if there's a lot of people.
Exactly.
Were there a lot of people doing it?
No.
Yeah. This, I mean, being so sparse, that's what made it okay.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, really, you had your own space.
Yeah.
But it was really neat. It was, like, I think the feeling that I got was, gosh, we're out in the middle of nature, and there's nobody around. There's no cars. You can't see a house. There's no anything. I'm not even wearing any clothes, and I'm in the ocean. Like, that's very natural. It was, like, as close to nature as I think you can get in a lot of ways. So that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It was nice.
So if you go to, if anybody listening to this, if you go to Spain, you go to Bilbao, or you fly into Bilbao and then drive down to Santander. Or maybe you can fly into Santander and then...
Go to Rock Beer the New.
Tell
Juan.
That's the club. It's called Rock Beer the New.
Is it Juan?
Rock Beer... Yeah, Juan Lewis.
Yeah, tell Juan we said hello.
This great club.
Yeah,
they love them. They're, you know...
They're such good people.
We play, like... We're playing just about everywhere we play now. Especially in Europe. Like, we're really dealing with people who are in it for the love of music and art and culture and... You know, they're a little slightly less commercially oriented over here because a lot of the times they get money from their government or they have clubs that help pay for things. They live in that building.
They own it.
Probably generations of their families have owned this apartment building. So anyway, we're dealing with people who are just love music and like that's their passion. You know, versus sometimes in the States you might play a bar or a club and it's, you know. Hopefully it's making money. not usually making a lot of money, but it's just a different thing. Not always, but just sometimes. So, like, you're dealing with people who love music, which is cool.
Yeah, he runs his own sound.
He makes dinner for us.
And, I mean, they're just great hosts.
Very musician-friendly kind of people.
Yeah, we had a good time.
So he upgraded us to the B&B. With the nude beach guy.
Yeah, that was really, really
We
cool.
didn't get to see the owner again, though. Like, when we went back to the hotel after, I wanted to talk to him about it. Be like, did you send us to the nude beach on purpose, dude?
We even learned how to say, we were going to tell him, no tienen ropas allí, which means they don't have clothes there. Like, we weren't expecting that at all. but we didn't see him again. He drove away on his little scooter and went to go smoke his cigar and drink his coffee.
He was cool. He really, like, you know, you see people that are advanced in their years sometimes, and you can just tell they've got shit figured out.
Like, he had it figured out.
He was just, he had his thing going. Like, when we saw him, he was on the porch. It was about 10 in the morning. He was on the phone, totally tan, no shirt, just chilling, looking at the beach, like...
Smoking a cigar.
Smoking this big, fat cigar.
Drinking his cup of coffee.
Yeah, I mean, you could just tell it. Like, the guy, he knows what he's doing, and that's really
fun. He gave us his business card.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he...
What's the hotel called?
Let's see. I'll look it up. I'm
going to have to look it up.
But, yeah, and then from there we went to our gig, and, well, gosh, it's hard to even pronounce the name because, you know, the Basque language is so different. But,
I think we're probably, I don't know, I feel like 15 minutes is good.
15 minutes is good.
Hey, you guys let us know if this got too long-winded, you know, or if it's not interesting. We'll keep it short, but we thought maybe about 15 minutes is a good length of time, so.
Yeah, so, but before we go, I found the card. It's La Morena, and, yeah, I mean, if you ever headed that way, just let us know and we'll send you the website. We just recommend this place because...
It's worth it to go there just to have access to the hike to go to the nude beach.
Cause yeah.
It's pretty beautiful out there.
It's a pretty cool place.
And there really weren't anybody. There wasn't anybody there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was about five people.
Five people we saw.
Just like blue, beautiful, gorgeous water. Real clean. So, anyways, this is the first edition of the Ghost Wolves podcast. We hope that I guess a few people will listen to this, and we'll keep doing them. If you guys like them, you can write us to our band email info@theghostwolves.com with your comments, and let us know what you think. And if you have any questions, we'll answer questions on here.
Yeah, ask me.
We have unlimited time sitting in a vehicle driving around different parts of the world, so...
You can only listen to Lonesome Dove for so many hours.
Yeah, I think we got about 3 hours of Lonesome Dove today. It was a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. So what is that? How many more hours? 30? 33?
33
more hours.
45 minutes.
So this is a nice distraction, and we love you guys, and thanks for following us, and Ghost Wolves forever.
Yeah, we love you so much, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
Okay.
Peace.